Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paul Hawksby
and Andy Jacobs.
And let's let you in with a little secret. All the studios here and the Overspill studios are being used at TalkSport. So we're doing this on the producer's phone. It's like being at Cheltenham, isn't it? I feel like I should go and have 8 pints of Guinness now. But anyway, we're in the kitchen area here at TalkSport. The teapot, it's called the tea point, apparently. The tea point. We were joined
by...
They do coffee. We're joined by... Got Nespresso machines and everything. They spoil us, Ambassador. We had John Motson joining us. Michael Sheen. And Michael Sheen, at one point, started to interview Motti, which you'll hear. Martin Kellner gave us a week of sport on TV, and we had a chat. We had Andy's nap, didn't we?
Yeah,
that's it. It's all there. Enjoy.
How great would it be if PSG did a Bolton and Lawrence Pessini wanted to buy them?
Yeah,
you can see Neymar standing outside his office. So where's me 200 grand a week?
Yeah, won't be long now. I've nearly got the money. I'm just 14 million quid short. How much? Well, that's what I mean. That'd be neither in or there if you want to buy PSG. That's it. That'll be it. You'll just keep popping up. I mean, this thing of you can't fool all of the people all of the time. It will be. I mean, at what point will someone from the Football League say, Lawrence Pessini, he wants to buy insert name of club here? Well, all right then, yeah. That sounds fine to me. I can't think of any reason why we won't go through the whole rigmarole again. Let's do it again, shall we? Let's do it for the 55th time.
No, but it is interesting with PSG because I went to the club shop. I was in Paris last year, just before the World Cup, and I made a point of going.
First time I ever went to Paris, the club shop there was like a shed. No one cared.
No, this.
But I mean, it's changed a lot, of
this
course.
This was a shrine to Neymar and a shrine to entitlement. I just felt the whole thing felt fake and false and I felt unclean.
Did you really?
I did. I really had a funny feeling about the whole, it was all Neymar and Mbappe and it was all, you know, you just thought, you know, this club really is a very artificial club. It's not that old a club anyway.
As I said, when I first went to Paris in the late 70s, I mean, they just had no profile at all, relatively speaking.
And there's been something joyous about, you know, it's trying to buy the Champions League and not being able to do it. So we'll see what happens. Oh, there you go. Probably from Paris,
It'll be the phone. Is that Lawrence Pessini getting in touch? He wants to buy you.
He does.
He's just 14 million
He wants to buy
quid
our local
short.
Club, Meads.
Yeah, I think he does.
Tell me that. I was watching Chelsea last night and there was a lot of stuff about Hazard. Actually, you know, I'm not sorry as big a fan as everyone will know.
Really?
No.
I've not noticed that subtext in anything you've said before.
Not,
you're
no.
obviously quite subtle about it.
But I think he had a point. I mean, I think he had a point. The game on Sunday is the most important game. You can go on about winning a trophy, but...
How important is this game, Andy Jacobs, in your eyes?
The biggest game since Roman Abramovich first came in, the game before he came in that made him decide to buy Chelsea.
Why?
Because if they don't win, they probably won't finish top four because I don't fancy them having to go to Leicester last day.
Yeah,
but I think 3 points will do it, you know, unless United win their last two games by a lot of goals. And or Arsenal, no, even Arsenal would have to win their last two games and then it would be maybe they'd need a point, but I don't see
Arsenal winning. 69 at the moment.
Don't ask me that offhand.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I think 3 points ahead of United. And
I think you're on 68.
Two points ahead of.
So Arsenal could win both their games and pip you to the post.
If we didn't pick up another point.
If you didn't pick up another point after this weekend.
Yeah, but I don't see Arsenal going to Burnley and winning. I don't.
Right. I mean, I think if certainly if Brighton are safe by the time they kick that game off, I can see Arsenal beating Brighton. I think the relief in Brighton's ranks will mean that it could be a bit of a shoo-in for them.
So they have to win Sunday. If they don't win Sunday, they won't finish top four, whatever happens, because I don't think they'll...
As I said before, if you're not in the Europa League, you don't watch it. But I did watch like 7-8 minutes of the BT highlights today of both games. The Arsenal game was mad. I mean, I think it was boiled down to about 6.5 minutes of highlights once you got into the game. And it was like the last 5 minutes of a cup tie. It was end to end. It was two teams not great at defending, but just going for it. It seems both of them. If you get that many opportunities to show chances in 6 minutes, what was the actual game like? It was.
I don't know, because I didn't watch it. No. I watched Chelsea.
Yeah,
well, it was just. Chelsea have got two modes this season. They've got the mode where they don't play particularly well and they don't create anything. Well, they've got a mode where they play really well, and they did the second half. They played really well, but they just don't score.
Yeah.
So they had great chances, but you know they should have won the game really. And
how would you feel about an all English final in Baku?
I think it'd be tough.
Yeah.
It's, difficult. You know, Arsenal got this. Those two up front make it such a difference.
They do. Yeah, yeah.
But it's very interesting. Ruben Loftus-Cheek last night was Chelsea's best player, clearly best player in a European semi-final. So all those people who said he should move on to further his career, can you all just sit down now? Thanks.
Right, okay.
Because he got so much advice and so many people saying, pundits saying he's got to leave, he's got to leave Chelsea, he's got to leave, never going to get... And you think, can you stop selling all our players? Can we have some that come through? Mm. And he's done well and he's really... But he needs to play much further forward and... I think you should play in the front three, personally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is a huge weekend. Oh, blimey.
Sorry.
Cool. You have a Jakeman's, Andy.
I will, yeah.
Should we just very quickly do Andy's nap? Should we get that out of the way?
Yeah.
We've gone pin sticker today. Is it? What's the race?
It's the 1:45 at Chepstow.
Because we've tried things where Andy... we just had him picking
a
number.
It's a class 5 handicap.
Yeah. We've had him picking a number. We've had him... I've read him out the names and looking for a name like your nan would in the Grand National that means something to him. Like Reenie's chance. Old Reenie live next door. I'll have a fiver on that. This time you're just going to put your pen
in a piece of paper.
Okay. Now. Oh, what have we gone for there? Okay, I've told
consultant.
You. Consultant in the 1:45 at Chepstow.
Number 5 consultant, trained by Alec Balding.
Alec Baldwin.
Is that his name? It's probably not, is it?
Yeah.
Andrew Balding.
Andrew Balding.
Alec Baldwin.
Andrew Balding. You've got to have a system. That's right.
And it's written by D. Probert.
Okay, not PJ.
No, that's
I know, I know. I was just joining in your
His
game.
Bridges get, always get, split
getting
when
it
he
slightly
writes.
Wrong. That's one for the teenagers, don't tell Mimi. So, have you got a racing post in front of you, John John Norman, I'm
John
calling
Norman.
You. I've got... No, I haven't. Have I? Oh, yes, I have. Okay, the one...
Just gone back about 5 years.
I have. John Norman's coming up later. He was very much on my mind, as he always is.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll do that in a moment, shall I? I've got to find Chepstow now. Oh, blimey. Leafing through the... Funny enough, the racing post is not easy to find racing in because it's full of racing.
Expected to go off at 7 to 2.
Oh, okay, 7 to 2. Okay, 7 minutes past 2 in the 1:45, I would imagine.
Yeah,
okay, so that's a horse to steer clear of today. Consultant in the 1:45 at Chepstow. Don't touch it. I think Matt Chapman is probably on the screen now. MC Yeehaw telling people he's getting fed the news through his ear that you've
if
just
it,
tipped
if it.
If
it comes off, I'll use as much hair gel on my hair next week as Matt does.
Wow, that'll take it. You just have a very shiny head, won't you?
Yes.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, you may have, if you've listened to The Breakfast Show the last couple of days, you'll be aware that Alan and Ali went out with Chris Evans for a drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think it was more than a drink.
One time they went and didn't... Chris came off worse. I think he tried to stay with Alan, but didn't he end up falling down the stairs of the club or something?
Well, what happened yesterday was basically that Chris went home at 2 o'clock with Alan crowing that he was a lightweight.
Well, you know, he learned the hard way,
didn't
he? Last time, but if you go drink for drink, you're in the madhouse with Alan, aren't you?
Chris had Grand Designs host Kevin McLeod on with him this morning.
Did he really?
Kevin said, he said, I was worried Chris wouldn't survive his drinking session with Alan Brazil yesterday. Yeah, as he always is worried about that.
He's always worried about something.
He is. And Sun Reader Alan Kerr with a brilliant example of less a letter, more than just a report of what
Alan
happened.
Kerr or Alan Kerr?
Alan Kerr, K-E-R-R, Kerr.
Yeah, that's right, Dutch, I know his brother. No, leave it. Keep going.
Dutch footy ace Virgil van Dijk called on his Liverpool teammates to help him stop Lionel Messi on Wednesday night in Barcelona, but Messi was not to be stopped. His second goal, a 25-yard free kick, must be goal of the season. Honestly, all of that we know. It's clear that Messi does his talking on the pitch.
Hmm.
Yeah, thanks. It wasn't really worth it, that one, really, but yeah. Never mind. I've noticed... Oh, no, I want to talk about this. Have you seen... I love the sound of Elton John's piano.
Yeah.
I don't mean the sound of it. I love the sound of it anyway, but I mean, I like the sound...
I love the sound of Elton John's piano.
I like the sound of the design of Elton John's piano.
Yeah.
He's had it designed so that it's got a screen on it. Yeah. So, like, when he's, like, on stage during football...
Yeah.
Like, Jeff Stelling will be on there with the lads sort of thing, you know, so he'll know he'll get the scores.
So he's going to be able to
watch the cup final while he's, you know... performing on stage in Denmark.
Wait, but if you've spent sort of £200 a ticket and he's doing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me, you would like to think he's given his whole hog, not suddenly going, ooh! I mean, there are some oohs in the song.
He'll have to time. It's a £1 million black Yamaha piano, so advanced it's had a screen installed, invisible to the audience, which delivers messages to Elton, messages that usually consist of football scores.
Right.
Excuse me. So, he'll be able to keep in touch. And his son's in the Watford Academy. So I love his support of Watford. Obviously not on Sunday. I hope he'd be disappointed.
Yeah, but, it's a bit of a,
but I think
a bit
it's
of
great.
A blow he
he's
can't
really
be there.
He's really genuine enthusiast.
Crazy. I've got a crazy story. Well, not a crazy story. It's an interesting story. This is Boffins, Andy. You know Boffins. You love a Boffin.
I love a Boffin.
Is Brown University. Scientists at Brown University have been looking at injuries in female athletes. And they have come across the theory that sportswomen were told in the Telegraph today should go on the pill, oral contraceptives, to avoid career-ending injuries.
Really?
This groundbreaking study, 165,000 female athletes in the US, found those taking the oral contraceptive were significantly less likely to suffer knee injuries. The apparent protective effects of the drug...
Does it work for men?
Probably not. Thing is, as we've seen a few top women players get ACLs, and it seems they are more common. Women are 8 to 10 times more likely to suffer ACL complaints compared
we've heard
with men.
About this before, yeah,
with a combination of hormonal and physiological... physiological reasons. One in two women examined for research were unable to return to athletic competition following an ACL tear. And they have found... if you suffer a cruciate ligament injury, the lower and more stable hormone levels enabled by the pill keeps the ligament firm. I mean, obviously, in some women, there are other side effects they could do without from the pill. But still, it's weird and wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting research and not why you'd expect anybody to come at it. But if you take the Physician and Sports Medicine Journal, you'll know all this anyway. And I know quite a lot of our listeners do. But anyway, there we are. For what it's worth, that's the story. Go and check it out.
Now, one of our listeners, I don't know, John will tell me who it is in Mir, I think, but has come up with the idea that there's another horse running in the 350.
Yeah.
And it's called Andy's Army.
You're chasing your losses.
Well,
now,
I don't
put any money on it.
66.
You've got more sense than the listeners.
It's 66 to 1.
66 to 1, okay, yeah, that's good. So are you going to get on Andy? I'm quite tempted. Andy's Army.
Oh, it's an account called Andy's Nap.
Sorry?
John was just
saying. He's doing a Jeff Stelling. He just suddenly glazed over as the producer spoke to him. Then he just said what the producer had said. Goal at Hartlepool. Phil Thompson, what's happening?
Have you noticed? I've had it because a lot of people have talked
where
about
are we going
the
now?
View.
Oh, yeah,
the
you're looking out the window here at Talk
Sport.
Yeah,
the view is fantastic.
You've got to keep up with him. Yeah.
And if you look closely, you can see the fish breaking the water.
From here?
From here, you can.
This far up?
Yeah. So I'm hoping Nigel did a bit of live casting, a bit of a long cast from
here. Yeah, it's a bit of
floors.
Quite a lot of...
I'd love to see him catch one live on air during Fishman's Blues.
Yeah, that would be
tremendous.
Fantastic.
Would that be?
I mean, you'd have to smash one of the windows, and I think there may be issues there.
He can stand in that thing they used to do the windows.
I'll tell you what, it is a humbling experience at the moment. And
that'll be great.
I'm going to give a plug to Francis Benali, who's going to come up in the Clips of the Week later on. Not him personally, but chat.
I contributed
of him.
To his little.
So, I mean, I don't think. It's incredible. If you've been following what he's up to, 7 Ironmans.
He was in a state yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Well, that was the thing. I mean, I've been following what he's been up to on social media. And he's doing 7 Ironmans in 7 days for cancer research. And there was a piece of footage with him kind of in a trailer with his wife last night, barely able to eat. This bloke is giving everything he possibly can.
Well, it inspired me to, it inspired a lot of people to.
It did. The same.
Yeah.
So go and check out what he's up to and look at some of the footage and look at what he's putting himself through. And really, you think the old football family can afford a fiver, hopefully. Because if you text FRAN5, FRAN5 or FRAN10 to 70200. So 70200. The money will get through to Cancer Research UK. And you look at the work that he's doing, and I don't think you'll begrudge him the price of a pint, really, for all his excellent work. So good luck, Franny. And no doubt, I think he'll pop up with the boys, with Jim or us, or on breakfast when he's done next week.
I just wanted to do this on Lionel Messi. This was a thing in Neil Ashton's column. I couldn't quite work this out. He said, the locals have seen him score 348 times inside that stadium. 281 with his left foot, 57 with his right, which surprised me, 9 headers, fair enough, and one other.
Well, off his backside,
must
one of them.
Must have been, I suppose.
It was probably that one against Kov when it was 0-0. And that thing where they said, I don't care how we score a day against Kov, just one off the backside will do
that's
me.
That's what it was.
In the 89th
I did
minute.
Think that's what Neil was going on. I did feel it was that one off the backside.
It's got just one that just hit him on the way in. Great.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, what a week of sport on TV it's been.
What a week.
And
what
if you've
week.
Missed, if you've not seen
that
any...
Means, that means he hasn't watched anything when
if,
he does
if
that.
If you haven't seen any sport on TV, help is at hand, because with as comprehensive a roundup as you can possibly get this side of wherever, well, it is...
For the money we pay.
Martin, this side of 35 quid, it is. Martin Kellner, squad number 9. Martin, great to see you.
And lovely to be here. Now, I've actually watched quite a lot of it.
Oh, okay,
now,
that's brilliant.
I know I'm not really... supposed to say this because I know you guys rely on these ex-footballers to, you know, on the show, you know, Liverpool legend, Spurs legend, etc.
Are you suggesting the word people in the media bandy the word legend about quite
I
cheaply?
I think you probably do. But I thought that both Jermaine Jenas and Steve McManaman were fairly poor this week in the two European matches. And Steve McManaman specifically for suggesting that, you know, you should never score a free kick from 35 yards. And, you know, the goalie was somehow at fault for Messi's free kick, which, I mean, he tracked back on it a wee bit afterwards. But initially, that's what he said.
Yeah.
I think it's hard for him, though, Martin, because he's commentating on the team he loves. And so it's very
difficult.
Is that
a good idea? There's a lot of
people saying
he shouldn't have, you know, that he shouldn't do Liverpool, Jenas shouldn't do Spurs.
Yeah,
whatever.
I know what you're saying. You may have a point. But at one point he went, you have to cut out the errors and mistakes. And you think, well, the second goal was fairly lucky, you know, because the ball ricocheted to Suarez. And the Messi free kick, we couldn't really cut that out, could you? What could you do?
Precisely.
So, you know, but that was
he's
a
also
sort of
ex-Real Madrid, so he has a bit of skin in the game the same way Gary Lineker did when he celebrated.
I thought Gary Lineker's celebration perfectly okay. I mean, well, obviously that wasn't on air. It wasn't on air, but what he does in his... private life, which is sort of his private life when, you know, when he's just watching.
Well, he's ex-Barca and Everton.
And
if you follow him on Twitter, he's loved Messi all season. He worships Messi. He obviously thinks he's the best
player. It's the kind of reaction you... I mean, you know, I think we all kind of... I don't know if I quite went up, but you all go... We both said the same. Yeah. The bloke's ridiculous that you can just pull
those
that
moments
out of the hat like that.
Make you laugh. Those are the moments in football where you just start laughing involuntarily.
Yeah. You do, even though it was... You know, if you... I'm a very patriotic football fan. You know, I always back England, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So patriotism is actually what motivates me. Mm. So whoever the British team is in Europe, I always support them and support them quite passionately. So when that third goal went, because at that point I thought, you know, 2-0, it's not irretrievable.
No.
And certainly if Liverpool had scored a...
Well, 3-1 wouldn't have been, yeah, 3-1 absolutely.
3-1 wouldn't have been, precisely. Yeah. But when that went in to make it 3-0, whereas, you know, you two both say, oh, it's ridiculous and everything, and I thought the same, and you sort of smile a bit when you think, how the heck's he done that? How did he manage to just judge it so it just deflected slightly off Gomez.
Do you think he was aiming for the slight deflection, off the cushion, like a snooker player?
He flicked his ear, really.
He's good, but he's not that good.
No, but anyway, it was
maybe Joe Gomez had a fag behind his ear. Maybe it was he dislodged it.
Possibly,
kind of William Tell style.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, Sunday League football people always used to play with
it. It was a five of diamonds behind his ear, and then met him with this your card. That's incredible.
Excellent. Anyway, so I watched both those matches. I thought it was interesting the start of the Spurs match. To dare is to do. Mm. And, you know, in the intro on the telly, to dare is to do. And I thought, you know, you go doobie, 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 doobie. I thought it was going to go into song, but that's how it...
Notice there were just a few people that just couldn't be bothered to hold their things up. And I always think that's a shame because there was a little gap in it. Otherwise, it was perfect.
I didn't notice that, really.
Well, it was a tiny little section of people who just didn't...
That might have been the corporate section. They probably have a little man to come around and hold their bag up for them, and the bloke didn't turn up. That's what it was. Only kidding. I know you've paid through the nose for your tickets.
Yes, of course they have.
Yeah.
I also thought that Jermaine Jennings, I don't know what you thought about this, either of you, was just a wee bit too impressed with Ajax. I mean, I thought Ajax are a good young side, but I didn't... You know, he was making them out to be absolute world beaters. You know,
for about half an hour, I said I could hear Sweet Georgia Brown playing in my head. We couldn't get near him, really. I think they were the Washington Generals.
That was true, but, you know, eventually you sort of worked it out to an extent.
Yeah, they've had a few sound problems this week, BT. They're in that game, I've just seen a note, 1:55, a minute 55, Jermaine went very dub mix. It was a very strange moment.
Oh, he was using my Skype microphone.
Oh, that's right, yeah, you gave that to him.
Right in the middle of the Chelsea game, we had Ian Dark's commentary from Highbury.
Really?
And they had to go to Owen...
Highbury? Blimey, that takes you back.
Sorry, not Highbury. From the Emirates.
Goal by Ray Parlour.
I've never got used to it.
No. I refuse to accept it.
The Emirates,
yeah,
rather.
That's right. Yeah.
The other thing I was going to say is the word massive should maybe be, if they're thinking of expunging one particular word from football, I would expunge the word massive.
Okay.
Because everything's massive. Everything is a massive match. A bit of commentary from the Spurs match when Ajax hit the post.
Yeah.
Darren Fletcher, how big might that moment be?
Yeah.
Jermaine Jennings, massive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're all massive, aren't they? I mean, it's the European Cup semi-final. They're massive.
Yeah. Everything that massive, has read them. Can we have a kind of massive amnesty? Is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking for a massive amnesty.
I mean,
every shot that hits the post, it's a massive moment.
Yeah.
Every guy that gets tackled, it's a massive moment. They're all massive moments.
Yeah.
So that's true. Would you mean? Tell him they're massive.
Can I, just before you go on to your
Lionel
next...
Lionel Massive.
Exactly. Your can I give you a recommendation for next week? Channel 431.
Channel 431.
Is it getting scrambled at 10:10?
No,
10,
it's live greyhound racing, basically filmed on somebody's phone.
Wow.
But it's actually quite entertaining. The presentation's very good, and the commentary is completely bizarre and incomprehensible.
What channel is it? Is it Free Sports?
Yeah, Channel 431. It's called RPG TV Live.
Yeah.
It's greyhound racing.
Yeah, we're
at its finest.
We think during the commentary yesterday, the commentator shouted, "The wife's been swapped."
The wife's been swapped?
Yeah, well, it wasn't...
We had time, we could play it to you.
Yeah, but I don't want to cut into we might find it. We'll see if we can find it. But you continue telling us about all the excellent TV you've watched this week.
Hey, I'll tell you what, the snooker has been fantastic. The snooker has been absolutely brilliant. 10 o'clock in the morning, I've had to put the alarm on.
Because you're up normally 4:30, aren't you, there when the paper shop opens?
Well, precisely.
Yeah.
But no, after the paper shop. I mean, it has been really, really
good. Hang around while they're doing the marking up and just chat to the fella?
And Rob Walker.
He's so ageist.
I know, it's outrageous.
You started it. You boys have a pop at yourselves. Yeah, I just join in. It'll come to me one day, but you'll be dead by then.
Anyway. Yes, well, I'm not.
On that happy note.
On that bombshell. Yeah. Rob Walker, you know, the guy who does the walk-on stuff, who's you know, he's now a sort of parody of himself. I remember when he first started, I had a bit of a go at him. Not a go, but I was sort of mildly amused by him in The Guardian. Mm. But he's become a, you know, he's now centre stage. So, you know, he's
had the last laugh, let's be honest.
He's very much had the last laugh. You're absolutely right. But I'm just wondering, this week he said, you know, he does this little intro when they come on, the walk on and everything. And he said, there's been a real buzz around this famous old arena. Now, is the Crucible Theatre a famous old arena? I don't think it is. I think you can say that about Goodison Park, you say about Anfield, you can say about Old Trafford, but I don't think you. I mean, I've seen quite intellectual plays at the at the Crucible. You know, I've seen Phaedra there, and I never said to the missus.
And the Rocking Berries, I think you've seen them there.
When you go there, Fiesta Club.
Are there people always
Stockton on tees,
coughing at different moments, even in plays? I think something about the air at the Crucible.
Oh, the Crucible, the snooker thing. Well, yeah.
Within the context of snooker, it's iconic, though, Martin.
It's iconic, but it's not this famous old arena.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't built for snooker. I can tell the whole story of it is in my book about how they started doing it.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
They stand up and cheer.
Defeating the purpose. It's about sport on TV. You wouldn't stand up.
I thought
that would
be good for the book club one week.
Yeah, we will. We're going to do that. It's a brilliant. Is it still available? Is it a cracking read?
Well, it is available for 1p.
Oh, okay.
£2.80 postage and package.
It's worth
it. It's available in the sense that I earn no money from it whatsoever. Okay. So I'd feel liberated to talk about
it. If we spoke about it in our slot, the book club, you're not going to see any cash, though. Do you
not
want us to
all.
Do that or not?
Do it.
I don't want to. There's some bloke out there making basically with his £2.80 postage. He's going to benefit and you won't, really.
That's true. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, talk about it because it'd be like a sort of posthumous tribute to me before I die. It's always nice to have a posthumous tribute while you're still alive.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be nice. We'll do it, Martin, because I really enjoyed it. So I'm going to have you reread it again.
I liked When Will I Be Famous?
Yeah, so did I. That was other fine work.
Thank you.
So it's not available either, is it?
No,
it's still
okay. They pulped them within like 5 minutes.
Go on, keep going.
I'll keep going, shall I? I'll tell you what else I've watched this week. Million Dollar Arm. Anybody seen that?
No.
Well, it's a Disney film, but it's the story of Rinku Singh and Dinesh Patel, who were these cricketers in India who were taken up by the baseball.
I've heard of it, but I've not seen the film.
It's quite good. It's Disney. It's a Disney film. So, obviously, you've got all the Disneyfication in it. Mm. You know, it's not like a dog going 1,000 miles.
Is it on Sky or where can we find
it? Yes, it's on Sky.
Okay.
It's a true story, is it?
Yeah, absolutely true. Yeah. It's about the agent J.B. Bernstein.
The agent's played by someone.
John Hamm. The agent.
That's right.
John Hamm.
That's it. That's why I knew the film.
Alan Arkin plays a sort of sleepy old baseball coach.
They're remaking Catch 22, Martin. You see making that with George Clooney.
Making it politically correct. It's going to last 10 minutes.
We're cutting into Cod's time.
All right.
Todd's time.
So, Martin.
I'm back tonight.
Brilliant. You are. You're back one till five.
Outrageously. It's a stupid time to be on, but 1 till 5.
Talk radio, DAB, and on the app. And what have you got lined up?
We also join up with Talk Sport at 3:15. We do
a simulcast. And your excellent podcast with Ruth, your daughter.
With Ruth, that's
that you had a week. She was doing her mocks, so she couldn't do this week.
Yes, she told me at the last minute that she was doing her mocks. Outrageous. And then they were using the studio for elections.
Oh, okay.
We had local elections.
So it's Ruthie and me.
Me and my dad.
Martin's podcast and Catch Him Overnight. And we'll see you next here next Friday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Lovely. We'll see you then. Thanks, Martin. Martin Kemmler there, squad number 9.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Michael Sheen rejoins us. Hiya, Michael.
Hello, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks for joining us again. Before we get you predicting scores, I want to talk about the Homeless World Cup. It's a sensational tournament. We chat to Mel Young, the co-founder, every year ahead of the tournament. And it's in Wales this time, isn't it?
It is. It's in Cardiff, July 27th to August 3rd, in Bute Park next to the Cardiff Castle. Free for anyone who comes down. It's going to be a fantastic week of football. We've got over 500 people representing their country from over 50 different countries around the world. And we're going to have live music. We're going to have debates going on there. It's going to be fantastic. So I would encourage everyone to come down and get involved and engage.
And people can watch it on YouTube this time, can't they? Watch all the games.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be live streamed on YouTube every single match. You'll also be able to see the players' stories and a bit more of the background. So you can, if you can't make it down there, watch it all being live streamed on YouTube.
And we've had players who've played in the tournament come into the studio afterwards, and it's just transformed their lives, given them a real kind of self-worth and belief in themselves to turn their lives around. It's a brilliant thing.
Yeah, I remember the first time I ever saw a Homeless World Cup, I went to Oslo in Norway a few years back. I travelled with the Welsh teams. We have a men's team and a women's team. And I watched the week of football there with the teams, and we supported each other. We sang the Welsh unofficial anthem, O Flock of Sheep, together. Mm-hmm. And you see what happens when someone... I don't care if you're Gareth Bale or you're living in a tent on Queen Street in Cardiff. If you put your country's shirt down onto you, you know, you pull that jersey down and you go out there and you play for your country, that changes you. It has a transformative effect. And I've seen the power of what it can do. And that's what made me want to bring it to Wales. I wanted to be able to have that amazing opportunity, to have the focus on those issues, to give people a fantastic time when they come and take part in it, fantastic experience for all the people who are going to come and watch, but also to use that opportunity and that platform to create real change afterwards, once the football finishes, to make a change in people's lives who are dealing with these issues.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's a fantastic thing.
Brilliant thing, Michael. Thank you.
Now, John Motson is with us, Michael, and we're thinking of Motty, the biopic. I mean, you've played Cluffy. Would you be prepared to take on Motty?
There's not enough sheepskin in the world, is there?
No, good excuse that, Michael. Well done.
Have you ever thought about who you'd like to play you in the film, Motty? Have you given it a shortlist?
No, not unless I ever get invited to play myself, which I shouldn't think I ever would. But no, I've seen all those films Michael starred in, and my word, they were good.
Yeah. I mean, you knew Brian. You had your run-ins with Brian, but you did bring him to life, didn't
you? Yes, not very happy with that, John.
He had a word. Upset with you, he had a word for you, John, that we really can't say at this time of day. But
no, we can't.
The first word begins with S, and the second word begins with house.
It's more of an after-dinner story, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. It's not this time of day, after 10 o'clock. Right. Anyway,
okay, let's rattle through.
Nice to have you on the programme, Michael.
What was it like to interview Cluffy, John? What was that experience like? Was it always very unpredictable?
It was a bit of a minefield, Michael, to be honest, because you knew you were going to get a good interview, but you also knew you were going to be a bit of a target. I had some very enjoyable ups and downs with him, actually, because he also had a good sense of humour. He could turn the argument back onto you, as it were. And I always remember the first time I ever went to interview Brian Clough, and by then he'd become more than just a football manager. He'd become a celebrity in society. And I said to my producer, I'm a bit nervous about this. What should I ask him? And he said, listen, if you get stuck, just give him the telephone directory and get him to read that. People still listen.
That's probably true.
Nice one.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return on Tuesday, not here on Monday. Danny Kelly and Mickey Quinn will bring you the show on Monday, Bank Holiday, but we're back Tuesday from 1. Have a great weekend. The Clips of the Week podcast is also available to download where you downloaded this. And we will see you on Tuesday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.